from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Today we further explore the mass music of GIA's premier Novus Ordo hymnal, Worship One, here on Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Right now! It's time for Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, that half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. And now, assuring the people that the letter I in Worship One is really a Roman numeral and not the letter I, here's Brian Michael Page. Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina. We are in the 18th week of Ordinary Time, the 12th week after Pentecost, if you're in the Extraordinary Form calendar, and our 141st episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere.
We rudely interrupt this program to bring you the following Crystal's Vintage News Bulletin.
I coded.
Not that one. This one.
Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum.
Listen to that crowd roar from the Vatican. I wonder what he's got to announce. Habeo positum. Whoa. Okay. Habeo positum. Yeah, that is Latin for I have a job. Yeah, thank you. Well, unfortunately, it's not a job as a parish music director anywhere, and the people I have to thank for that know exactly who they are. But I do have a job for the first time in 9 months. I was offered a job as a customer service manager trainee for a home food delivery service, and I accepted. I start work on August 18th. Now, what does that mean for this podcast? Absolutely nothing. Crystal's Vintage Anywhere will continue as usual. And what about that blog of ours, Crystal's Vintage, the blog? Well, that will always be there. It will always be updated, as per usual. The other question, people are probably wondering, will I still sing, will I still play, and will I still write music for the church? Absolutely. My work as a church musician is not finished. I'm too young. Even if I'm not working in a parish setting, I'll still gladly substitute for organists who want a weekend off for a nominal fee. As for writing, as I mentioned in last week's show, I've been doing just that. I have psalm settings finished, or in many cases, refinished, for the Sundays of Advent and the season of Christmas, and I just finished the first Sunday of Lent, all 3 years of the liturgical cycle, by the way. Also, many of you probably beat me to it, some by years, but I finally picked up, and I'm halfway through it, Where Have You Gone, Michelangelo, book by Thomas Day. Now, Thomas Day is a professor of music here at Salve Regina University in Newport, Rhode Island. And he's actually well known for his prequel, his premier hit, Why Catholics Can't Sing. Anywho, Professor Day did the exemplary job, of course, describing what happened after the Second Vatican Council and why it happened. All that loss of good stuff, good music, good architecture, and Latin, and its replacement. The bad stuff. Bad music, bad architecture, Latin being frowned upon. All despite the real wishes of the Council Fathers. Anywho, today we're going to comb through the mass section of the 1971 GIA hymnal, Worship One. But first, let's say our monthly hello to them there jungle screechers. 30 days, half September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31 except for February alone and what did skip it. Thank you, jungle screechers. Let's take a look at our feast lineup for the month of August 2008. Now, because there are some dates mixed in between the extraordinary forms and the ordinary forms of the Mass, I decided to be a little bit different this time. We're going to go in alphabetical order, not by saint name, but by the actual feast name. Now, if you hear the same date more than once in either form, fear not. One thing to remember in the extraordinary form is that oftentimes a commemoration may take place at a low mass, even though a different saint's feast is celebrated. Another note is that in the ordinary form, it's not uncommon to see two, sometimes three, optional memorials celebrated on the same day. In that case, the celebrant is free to choose which one he wants to use. So we're going to start right with the A's over here. Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That is a holy day of obligation. It falls on the 15th of August. First class in the extraordinary form. Solemnity in the ordinary form. The vigil, of course, in the ordinary form in the evening on the 14th. And it's a second class in the extraordinary form. August 5th, we have the dedication of St. Mary Major in Rome. In the ordinary form, it's an optional memorial. In the extraordinary form, it's a third class. And in the extraordinary form, it actually uses another name, and that is the dedication of St. Mary of the Snows. That was the name given before 1969. Matter of fact, I have a Wikipedia article on that, which I'm going to leave a link to in the show notes. Holy Maccabees. It's a low mass commemoration in the extraordinary form for August 1st. Then we have the Martyrdom of St. John the Baptist, which is a memorial in the ordinary form and third class in the extraordinary form on August 29th. Matter of fact, in the extraordinary form, it's known as the Beheading of St. John the Baptist. Our Lady's Saturday, or sometimes known as the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday, in the extraordinary form, this is falling on the 9th only, and that's because on the other Saturdays, other feasts are superseding it. Now, in the ordinary form, since there are no mandatory memorials or feasts or solemnities on any of the Saturdays, the Blessed Virgin Mary falls as an optional for all five of the Saturdays this month. Queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary falls on the 22nd of August in the ordinary form. It's a memorial. Second class in the extraordinary form, and it's known as the Immaculate Heart of Mary. St. Agapitus. Low Mass commemoration in the extraordinary form on the 19th. St. Alphonsus Mary de Liguori, also known as St. Alphonsus Liguori. And that one is a memorial on August 1st in the ordinary form and third class on August 2nd in the extraordinary form. St. Augustine, ordinary form, memorial, and in extraordinary form, third class on the 28th. St. Bernard, ordinary form, memorial, extraordinary form, third class, on the 20th. St. Cajetan, ordinary form, optional memorial. I think that's like one of two or three on that day. And then the extraordinary form, third class. That is on August 7th in both forms. St. Clare of Assisi, memorial in the ordinary form. And in the extraordinary form, third class, August 12th. St. Cyriacus, Largus, and Smaragdus, extraordinary form, low mass commemoration, August 8th. St. Dominic, in the extraordinary form, third class, August 4th, in the ordinary form, a memorial on August 8th. Here's a little flip-flop now. St. John the Baptist, Mary Vianney, I'm kind of working out of order here. St. John Baptist, Mary Vianney, or for short, St. John Vianney, is the exact opposite now. I mentioned that St. Dominic was on the 4th in the extraordinary form and on the 8th in the ordinary form. St. John Vianney is a mandatory memorial on the 4th in the ordinary form and third class in the extraordinary form on the 8th. A little flip-flop between the two. St. Donatus, going back to the D's now, low mass commemoration in the extraordinary form, August 7th. St. Eusebius, optional memorial in the ordinary form, August 3rd. Low mass commemoration in the extraordinary form on the 14th. St. Felix and Adductus in the extraordinary form. Low mass commemoration on the 31st of August. Now here's one for you. St. Hippolytus and Cassian in the extraordinary form. A low mass commemoration on the 13th. Now in the ordinary form on the 13th, we have St. Pontian and Hippolytus. And yes, Cassian and Pontian are two different people. And we have a page on that. It's a link from CatholicCulture.org. I'm going to leave that in the show notes also. St. Jane Frances Frémyot de Chantal. in the ordinary form, an optional memorial on the 18th, and in the extraordinary form, a third class on the 21st. Saint Joachim, Father of the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the ordinary form, it's a second class on the 16th of August. And just to remind you, in the ordinary form, both of Mary's parents, Joachim and Anne, share the feast day of July 26th. I mentioned St. John Vianney, going in order here. St. John Eudes, optional memorial in the ordinary form, and third class in the extraordinary form, August 19th. St. Joseph Calasanz, or as you see sometimes, St. Joseph Calasancticus, same person, ordinary form, optional memorial on the 25th, extraordinary form, third class on the 27th. St. Louis, King of France, ordinary form, optional and extraordinary form, third class on the 25th. St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe is daytime mass memorial in the ordinary form on the 14th of August. Evening masses, of course, would be the Vigil of the Assumption. St. Monica, mother of the previously mentioned St. Augustine, ordinary form memorial on the 27th, the day before Augustine's. St. Oswald, extraordinary form low mass commemoration, August 5th. St. Peter Julian Aimard, ordinary form optional memorial, August 2nd. St. Philip Benizi, extraordinary form, third class, the 23rd. St. Pius X, ordinary form, memorial, 21st. St. Romanus, extraordinary form, low mass commemoration on August 9th. St. Rose of Lima, optional memorial in the ordinary form on the 23rd of August. And in the extraordinary form, it's a third class celebrated on the 30th. Now, here's one. In the extraordinary form on August 6th, there was a low mass commemoration, same day as the Transfiguration. Saints Sixtus II, Felicissimus, and Agapitus. Now, in the ordinary form, the next day on the 7th, there's an optional memorial for Saint Sixtus II and his companions. I'm assuming that Felicissimus and Agapitus are his companions. In the extraordinary form on August 2nd, St. Stephen I. And then on the 16th, in the ordinary form, there's an optional memorial of St. Stephen of Hungary. And yes, Stephen I and Stephen of Hungary were two different people. Stephen I was a pope. Stephen of Hungary was a king. Stephen of Hungary existed nearly 8 centuries after Stephen I. St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, also known as St. Edith Stein, in the ordinary form, optional memorial, August 9th. St. Tiburtius and Susanna, low mass commemoration in the extraordinary form, August 11th. Saints Timothy, Hippolytus, and Symphorian. Here we go, Hippolytus shows up again. This time in the extraordinary form, a low mass commemoration on the 22nd. Saint Zephyrinus, extraordinary form, low mass commemoration on the 26th. Finally, the Transfiguration of Our Lord. Feast in the ordinary form, second class in the extraordinary form. It's not a holy day of obligation, but should it fall on a Sunday in the ordinary form, it would supersede the Sunday of ordinary time. That is August 6th. Now let's look at the Sundays, okay? August 3rd, 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st. The Sundays in August in the extraordinary form are the 18th through 22nd Sundays of ordinary time. And those same Sundays in the extraordinary form are the 12th through 16th Sundays after Pentecost. Now for great stories on great feasts and great saints, don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org. And this is in addition, by the way, to the two links that I mentioned earlier in this segment.
Christos Vincit Semi-Live. At the neighborhood softball field.
We're number one. We're number one.
Yeah. Greetings, folks. Welcome to our semi-live at the neighborhood softball field where my daughter's team just won an entire tourney. They went 6-0 in the six games they played. Our defense coughed up only 3 runs, while our team scored 47. Way to go, Brittany! Anywho, this past weekend was the second of 2 weekends covering for vacationing music director of St. Anthony's Church in Providence, Rhode Island. The organ is an old analog Rogers, probably from about 1980, which explains why the music sounds really tinny this time around, even after editing it with my favorite audio editing software, Audacity. Even sadder is that this Rogers replaces an Austin pipe organ that was built around 1912. The masses played here were in the ordinary form for the 18th Sunday of Ordinary Time. And here's our opening hymn. This one should sound familiar. I heard the voice of Jesus say. This is one we opened our extraordinary form mass with a couple of weeks ago. Text by Horatius Bonar. And the tune, Kingsfold, English tune, harmonized by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Our responsorial psalm, The Hand of the Lord Feeds Us, with Psalm 145, musical setting by Owen Allstott, as found in the OCP companion book, Respond and Acclaim. The Alleluia was the Mode 6 Alleluia. I sang that for you last week. The verse of the day was sung to tone 6F. And here's our offertory. And that's one you don't hear too often. Shepherd of Souls, Refresh and Bless. And I'm very surprised not too many parishes use this one at all. The author of the text, James Montgomery. The tune is called St. Agnes, written by John Bacchaeus Dykes. The second verse works really well with the Alleluia verse of the day. One does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Music for the Liturgy of the Eucharist was exactly the same as last week. The Sanctus Nagnus Dei from People's Mass by Jan Vermolst. They're cheering because we didn't use Mass of Creation. And the Memorial Acclamation, Christ has died and Amen, are the Danish tone. The communion was You Satisfy the Hungry Heart, also known as Gift of Finest Wheat. Text by Omer Westendorf and a tune by Centennial by Robert Kreutz. This was the tune that was commissioned for the 41st Eucharistic Congress in Philadelphia in 1976. And now finally here's our recessional hymn. There it is. Now thank we all our God. Text from the original German by Martin Rinkert, Nun danket alle Gott. Translated to English by Catherine Winkworth in the 19th century. And the tune, Nun danket, by Johann Kruger. Standard harmony comes from Felix Mendelssohn. And we'll be back.
Annuncio vobis, gaudium magnum.
Habemus snarkos. Brianis Michaelis Pagina. Et Iasonis Alexandris Pennington.
qui sibi nomen imposuit.
Christus vincit
the blog.
You never know what's going to happen at Christus vincit the blog with your snark team, Brian Michael Page and Jason Pennington. Liturgy, music, and fun that you can read right from your computer, or you can even print it up and read it on a park bench just like a newspaper. You can even line a kitty litter box with it. It's the best thing since newsprint. Come join us if you dare. ChristusVincit.blogspot.com. Incidentally, guess what I did today? I switched to Firefox. My wife still has Internet Exploiter 7 on her machine. That's my new name for it, Internet Exploiter. But now I have Firefox 3. This browser smokes compared to Internet Exploiter. I love browsing now. If you get a chance to switch to Firefox, do it. Much more secure and a lot quicker. And it's by Mozilla, not Microsoft. I'll leave a link in the show notes. Last week, we finished off the hymn section of Worship 1. Now, today, we're going to explore the Mass section of that same hymnal. Now, for any new viewers who have never heard of Worship 1, or perhaps thought that the Worship hymnal from 1986 is the first hymnal by that name instead of the third, simply because that cover just says Worship, Worship 1 is the original Worship, published in 1971. It didn't last very long, as a second edition was released just 4 years later. Worship 1 was very basic, 170 hymns in a hymn section. That's about what Adoremus has in their hymn section. Now, we covered each and every title in Worship 1's hymn section within the last two episodes. Now, here we're going to look at the Order of Mass section to start with. It's very similar to that of the People's Mass book of around that time. The black-bordered pages are right smack dab in the middle of the book, and that's your order of Mass right there, those black-bordered pages. Just like People's Mass Book from around that time. I think People's Mass Book, about 1970 edition, but this one's 1971. Now, when you get to the Liturgy of the Words section, you start to see the first of the music in that section. Starting at 177, you'll see a bunch of psalm antiphons. 178 through 188 are common psalm antiphons that can be used with almost any psalm in a given season. Numbers 189 through 211 are seasonal psalm antiphons, which are used with psalms already appointed. Chances are most, if not all, of the antiphons given here are passages of the psalms with which they're appointed. Many of these antiphon settings are very good. Composers of these settings include René de Saugnes, Joseph Roth, Robert Battistini, Carol Thomas Andrews, John Lee, Noel Goman, J. Robert Carroll, Alexander Pelequin, and Sister Theophane Heitrich. Numbers 213 to 216 are Alleluias. The first three are very familiar. You have the one from Gregory Murray, which is also seen as antiphons to some of the Gelinal Psalms. The Mode 2 Alleluia from O Filii et Filiae, or Ye Sons and Daughters. And the Mode 6 Alleluia that I can safely say just about every parish in America is familiar with, even those parishes that resort to a dangerously unhealthy dose of Haagen-Dazs. Now the fourth Alleluia included here is one that I've never seen in any other hymnal. But it's an interesting one. It's by Robert Battistini. The first Alleluia of this triple Alleluia has one melody. The second has another. And the third uses both of these first two in harmony. It's quite nice. Numbers 218 through 221 are melodies for the Gospel Acclamation that replaced the Alleluia during Lent. Two by Bob Battistini and two by Frank Schoen. Now, let's skip over to 229. Everything in between there is all spoken stuff. 229 is a preface dialogue set to a chant melody that was used back in the 60s. Now, though the chant setting used since the Novus Ordo is fine as well, I personally like the mysteriousness in this particular setting. Here's how it goes.
The Lord be with you. And also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise.
So there you go. That's the preface dialogue from the earlier sacramentary back in the mid-60s. And then we have what looks to be a matching Sanctus. I'll sing this one through. This is also in a chant style. This is number 230. This chant Sanctus made its way into Worship 2 and Worship 3.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
And then we have 231, which is a simple chant preface dialogue, very simple chant. It starts off monotone.
The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts, we lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise.
And then 232 is an equally simple chant, Sanctus in English, that for some reason got lost in the later editions of worship. But this would have really worked well.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Very simple settings that really, I'm sorry, these should have stood the test of time. Now, 235 to 237 are three settings of the memorial acclamation, Christ Has Died. One by Joseph Roth, one by Alexander Pelequin that also appeared in Worship 2. Matter of fact, you might recognize this one. The tempo marking in Worship 2's accompaniment book says, like a pendulum. And then one by Bob Battistini. 238 to 240 are three settings of the acclamation, Dying You Destroyed Our Death. Two of these made it into Worship 2, a chant-like setting by John Lee and a metrical setting by Joseph Roth. The other one got dropped. Too bad. It's a nice setting by Joseph Loffel, L-O-F-F-L. 241 to 243 are three settings of the acclamation, When We Eat This Bread. The first two got lost after Worship 1. And again, these were very good settings. A chant setting by Father Joseph R. Schwegel, and then another nice setting by Joe Roth. A lot of Joe Roth's work seemed to have gotten lost somehow. A lot of it's really good. I mean, it's too bad. The third setting, which I've used before, starts out nice and soft and mysterious, but then it builds, and it gets really exciting in the end. And this is written by Howard Hughes. No, not the actor Howard Hughes, but this is the Marist father, Howard Hughes. The third setting, all right, the Howard Hughes, made it into Worship 2, but got dropped in Worship 3. 244 to 246 are three settings of the acclamations, Lord, by Your Cross and Resurrection. The first one made it into Worship 2 and 3, a chant setting by John Lee. And the other settings are by Joe Roth and Bob Battistini. 248 to 251 are amens. The first two are rare gems that come from René Dorsonia and Howard Hughes. And the other are more familiar. The Dresden Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And the Eschai, which I think everybody's familiar with. 254 to 256 are settings of the Lord's Prayer. The first is a setting that Monthly Missalette used to credit as a Mozarabic chant. Our Father who art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name. You might recognize that one. And the second is probably the most familiar of chant settings in English.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
And then the third is a mixed meter setting by Robert Twynham. 257 is the universal doxology intended by the publisher for use with all three. And now, outside of the order of Mass, let's look at some additional Mass settings here. 269 to 272 is the New Mass for Congregations by Carol Thomas Andrews. Many of the better musicians are probably familiar with the Gloria from the New Mass for Congregations. That Gloria made the cut in all three worship editions. The Agnus Dei made it into worship two. However, the rest of the Mass was dropped altogether after worship one. 273 is Kyrie from Mass 16. 274 to 277 is the Mass for Two Voices by Noel Coleman, which appears to be more of a jazz-oriented Mass. 278 to 281 is People's Mass. No, not the People's Mass by Jan Vermeulen that many are familiar with. This is People's Mass by Joseph Roth. 282 to 285 is the Congregational Mass by John Lee. Now, in this Mass, only the Gloria made it into the later versions of worship. The Gloria is the one that I often brag about for its chant style and simplicity. The rest of the Mass, though mostly metrical, is also very well written. It's just too bad it got dropped. 286 to 288 is the Kyrie Sanctus and Agnus Dei from a Mass set titled Music for the Ordinary of the Mass by J. Robert Carroll. The Agnus Dei from this setting is also found in Worship 2. 289 and 290 is the Sanctus and Agnus Dei from Richard Prue's beloved Community Mass. And finally, 292, the Sanctus from a set by Howard Hughes called Music for the Eucharistic Prayer Acclamations. Next week, we're going to finish the series with some additional psalms and the lectionary. And now here's some music from someone we haven't heard in quite some time, Derek K. Miller.
And you heard Derek K. Miller. Nice little groovy guitar lick here. This one is called, you ready for this? Take Time for the Tub. I kind of like the title on this one, especially for all you people that work hard, play hard, and even the ones that don't. Take Time for the Tub. Derek K. Miller, courtesy of PodSafe, music.podshow.com. And you can check out Derek's podcast called Pen Machine. You can find that at podcast.penmachine.com. We'll leave a link in today's show notes for you.
We now bring you to Seamus's Adventures in Classical Latin.
Brought to you by the preloaded iPod for your entertainment during Mass.
There, Seamus here.
We rudely interrupt this program to bring you the following Crystal Spidget News Bulletin.
I pooted.
Nope. Even better. I am happy to announce that as of August 6, 2008, the Feast of the Transfiguration of Our Lord, yours truly is now a musical contributor to the Chabanel Psalm Project. Now, remember last week when I mentioned that I had been writing a bunch of responsorial psalm settings while we were down? Well, I submitted those to the Chabanel Project, and they have been accepted, and they are up on the website. As of the time I record this, we have the Sundays of Advent, the entire Christmas season, and the first Sunday of Lent. So I'm going to leave a link in today's show notes, as well as our sidebar to the Chabanel Psalm Project. It's a free psalm project, free to use in parishes. It don't cost anything to copy them and use them for church. ChabanelPsalms.org.
Well, today's adventure in classical Latin is based on the Tibi Dixit Cor Meum, the introit for the Transfiguration. And yes, we are brought to you by the preloaded iPod, preloaded just for your entertainment during the celebration of Holy Mass, just in case you don't like the music performed by the so-called music ministry. So, here we go, Tibi Dixit Cor Meum. Ready? Tibi dixi cor meum, quae sivi vultum tuum, domine requiram, ne avetas faciem tuam a me. Dominus illuminatio mea, et salus mea, quem timebo. Tibi dixi cor meum, quae sivi vultum tuum, domine requiram, ne avetas faciem tuam a me.
Christus Vincit.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
Don't do this at church. Ego sum Vianis Michaelis Pagina, et hanc verbo ad scripto. I am Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message. What's a good way to spend your summer vacation? By taking full advantage, of course, of our Crystals Vincit Anywhere interactive corner. We have all sorts of cool things to do there. You can cast your monthly vote at Podcast Alley. There's also the Crystals Vincit Anywhere official message forums where you can leave feedback for any and all episodes of Crystals Vincit Anywhere and Crystals Vincit TV. You can also subscribe to our show on iTunes. You can give us a dig, that's D-I-G-G. You can even join our ever-growing Facebook group, Fans of Crystals Vincit Anywhere. There's also a link to YouTube and Pyro.TV, where you can watch video episodes of Crystals Vincit TV. Finally, there is our Krakuska Kielbasa Wall of Fame. Check out the link in our show notes on how you can get your neighborhood deli posted there. Do it in between trips to the beach, cookouts, campouts, beer runs, ball games, and runnings of the bull. And as per usual, we thank you for your support. And by the way, I want to thank you for your help in getting our podcast alley vote count up there. We finished July with 7 votes. That's the most we've had in a long time. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work. I hope we can reach that again in August and beyond. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again soon for another hair-raising episode of Crystals Vincit Anywhere, where we will finish off our series on Worship 1. In the meantime, don't take off just yet. After I peace out, listen to this organ postlude and see if you can guess what hymn it's based on without looking in the show notes. By the way, you experienced musicians, don't bother because I know you know it. All right? This is for the non-musicians. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. Kovska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystals Vincit Anywhere. Crystals Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Crystals Vincit Network. This broadcast is copyright 2008, Brian Michael Page. Made on a crappy PC.